USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The mayor of Greenwood, Indiana, Mark Myers, is praising the actions of a young man who stopped an active shooter at an Indianapolis area mall. Myers says the 22-year-old saved many lives by taking down the gunman with his own weapon. Police Chief James Eisen describes how the Good Samaritan with a gun and the suspect came into contact.
The Good Samaritan was armed with a pistol and engaged the shooter as he stood outside the restroom area firing into the food court.
President Biden is celebrating the fall in gas prices across the country. In a tweet, Biden noting prices have gone down every day for more than a month. He said the decrease brings breathing room for Americans. The price dropped about 50 cents a gallon, which on a 15-gallon fill-up is $7.50. USA Radio News.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh. Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
A new report is shedding some light on the Uvalde school shooting.
An investigative report is revealing nearly 400 law enforcement and federal officials rushed to a mass shooting at a Uvalde elementary school, but systemic failures created a chaotic scene that lasted more than an hour before the gunman who took 21 lives was finally confronted. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Home builder sentiment is down sharply as fewer new homes are being sold. The National Association of Home Builders Wells Fargo Housing Market Index plunged 12 points in July. That is the biggest drop since the start of the pandemic and its seventh straight monthly decline. The survey notes high inflation and rising interest rates have dramatically slowed sales and buyer traffic. An economist with the group saying affordability is pricing many Americans out of the market. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
According to the most recent Fox News poll, Republicans hold a 3-point edge, translating to a gain of nearly 24 seats in the House of Representatives. Elise Stefanik joins Fox News to talk about that latest poll.
My numbers tell me that this November is going to be a big Republican, a red wave, and this is because the American people are suffering through crisis after crisis under unified one-party Democrat rule. And the fundamentals have stayed the same for months, unfortunately. People continue to see inflation skyrocket, the highest rate of inflation over my lifetime.
If Republicans pick up 24 seats, they would hold the biggest majority in a century. Vice President Kamala Harris says freedom, liberty, and democracy are on the ballot this fall.
We will not, and the president has been clear, we will not let the filibuster stand in our way of our most essential rights and freedoms.
The filibuster is a Senate rule which requires most legislation to get 60 votes instead of a simple majority of 51 votes. Vice President Kamala Harris also says she believes women should have the right to access abortion. Somebody could soon become a multimillionaire. That's because the Mega Millions jackpot currently sits at $530 million. The cash option is just over $300 million. The next drawing is scheduled for Tuesday at 11 p.m. Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.